Editor's note. The following letters from Mr. Andrews and Ms. Kilburn refer to a previous letter locating a slaughterhouse in North Bay may create problems. I want to respond to the letter to the editor regarding the proposed slaughterhouse for North Bay. Perhaps the description of the abattoir given was once accurate many years ago, but hardly what a new modern facility is like today. I would recommend that anyone concerned about the possible facilities go to the Canadian Food Inspection website and educate themselves on the current requirements of abattoirs. There are in-house veterinarians required to be on site for slaughterhouses. There are waste management standards, animal welfare standards, facility standards, and required specialist training for employees. The letter paints an inaccurate picture of slaughterhouses. They are not a couple of guys with bang sticks and a skill saw, far from it. I wish people would educate themselves before they take their fingers to the keyboard and write alarmist tripe. Mark Andrews, East Ferris. I wanted to add my voice to some of the concerns that Ms. Hackett voiced in her letter on this issue. I more than agree about the awfulness of the idea of locating such a plant near the airport. We are an area that constantly bemoans the lack of viable transportation options, for business and for pleasure. Coming into the city from the south on 11, we've long been faced with unattractive housing and vehicle dealerships. How inviting are these, to an area that depends on tourism to the extent that it does? How much even less attractive will a slaughterhouse, with all it involves, be, near an airport that the city has been fighting desperately to retain and maintain? I also agree with her concerns regarding the impact on water quality. How will the essential carnage, blood, other byproducts be managed, so that the health of the community, especially of those nearby, is fully and competently managed? We've already seen the lack of foresight and concern from council in previously allowing a film setup, with artificial snow, to locate within blocks of the waterfront. This looks like even worse planning and management. Ms. Hackett is also absolutely correct about the cruelty involved in halal slaughter. Animal protection legislation in Canada as a whole is barbaric, and a century out of date. Some groups have taken to filming procedures in plants and industrial farms, showing clearly the horrendous abuse suffered by the animals. Doug Ford's government, along with several others, has implemented gag laws so that this evidence, which is heartbreaking and nauseating, is no longer available to the public, under penalty of law. Ms. Hackett says this is encouraging her to become vegetarian. It is precisely that information, no longer available to us but clearly unchanged, that moved me to vegetarianism. I miss meat asterisk a lot asterisk, but I cannot participate in such inhumane and vicious treatment of animals any longer. I have no direct experience with slaughterhouses, but Ms. Hackett's information and questions are clearly knowledge-based, and action should be taken immediately before any further movement on this issue takes place. Kathleen Kilburn Redbridge.